In San Diego County, California, firefighters are beginning to make progress against a wildfire that's burned more than 10,000 acres and destroyed a handful of backcountry homes. The fast-moving blaze temporarily closed two Indian casinos. It also halted mail delivery in the area for the first time in more than a decade. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
Investigators say a cigarette tossed from a car may have started this blaze, and Alpine Fire Chief Tom A. says conditions were ripe for it to spread. Dense, tinder-dry brush, some of which hadn't burned for 100 years, together with sizzling Santa Ana winds.
This is absolutely the worst fire conditions that you can imagine. We have very active firefighting ground forces in place right now. It's just a matter of getting enough resources here to battle this much fire.
That was hard to do when the fire began early yesterday. Hal Mortier of the U.S. Forest Service says January isn't typically fire season in California.
Most of our seasonal fire personnel are laid off, so we're at minimal staffing. Without the great help from cooperators like Lakeside Alpine, we wouldn't be effective at all.
Firefighters have been effective, for the most part, in saving homes. Although hundreds of people and many animals were evacuated from the path of the fire, most, like Deborah Irwin, were lucky.
We did find out that our home is okay. I was very glad for that because we did lose our home back in 95 to fire. It was like pretty frightening to think it was all going up in smoke again, but it didn't, so thank God.
By this morning, some 2,000 firefighters were on hand, aided by two special C-130 tankers from the Air National Guard, each one capable of carrying 3,000 gallons of fire retardant. Even with the extra help, Jim Wilkins of the incident management team says fire crews have their work cut out for them.
This is not like saying, well, I'm going to drive my horses and I'm going to go around the corner here. You can't tell the fire, well, I'd like you to go down this canyon because it's the best thing for us. It pretty much does what it wants.
Winds, which gusted up to 65 miles an hour yesterday, have slacked off today, giving firefighters a chance to make some headway. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.